It's time for Twig This Week in Google. Jeff and Gina are here. We're going to talk gossip. We're going to talk candy bars. Yes, it's all about Google next.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twig.
Bandwidth for This Week in Google is provided by CacheFly. CacheFly.com.
This is Twig, This Week in Google, episode 214, recorded September 4th, 2013. No. This Week in Google is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 20% off, visit squarespace.com and use our offer code TWIG9. It's time for This Week in Google, the show that covers Google, the universe, and everything. We're doing it today in the old studio, which is fine, in the cozy confines of the old Twit studio, only because they're doing something else outside there, which we'll be doing later in the day. Jeff Jarvis is here, professor of journalism at the City University of New York, the author of Public Parts and What Would Google Do, blogger at BuzzMachine.com. Hello, Jeffrey. An irascible, irreverent critic of all that is Google.
What are you? You call me irascible? How dare you call me irascible? I'm not irascible.
He's also jovial, kind, and sweet.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Irascible is a good word, though.
I was describing Gina Trapani. She's the host of All About Android. Been on air a lot this week. We'll talk about that in a moment. She's also a blogger. It's smarterware.org, the author of Think Up. And hello, everybody.
Hi. So good to be here.
Boy, there's a lot to talk about today. I don't even need my notes.
Just a couple things happened.
I guess we should start, Gina, because you were here this morning with the Samsung announcements at IFA. Berlin is the host of the big telecom conference, IFA, this year, as always. And Samsung took this opportunity to announce three new products. Do you want to summarize?
Sure. So Samsung announced the Note 3, the Galaxy Note 3, the new Galaxy tablet, 10.1 tablet. And the thing that I was really excited about, we all wanted to hear about, the Galaxy Gear smartwatch.
And it requires the Note 3 or the tablet, doesn't it?
It has to be a Galaxy phone. So it will work with the Galaxy, the GS4, for example.
A Galaxy phone running 4.3.
Yes.
So most GS4s have not yet been updated to 4.3, but once you get that update,
the software update will come out in October. But it's not just the Note. This is what I was worried about, because they presented the Gear as a companion to the Note during the presentation, and it was like, do you have to have the new Note 3 in order to use this watch? And that's not true. You just need to have a Samsung Galaxy phone, and those updates will roll out over the next couple of months. So
I'm wondering if that has to do with Bluetooth LE.
Mm-hmm.
Bluetooth
Possibly.
4, which is supported in the GS4, but I wonder if OS support is not quite there.
Right. Well, I think it's also going to work with the GS3 as well. Did that have?
Samsung jumped on LE early, as did Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about LE is it doesn't use much battery life, and yet you can keep a communication link opening. This Fitbit is an LE device.
Right.
Won't work with the HTC One because it doesn't support LE in hardware. And I guess that's probably why. I'm sure Samsung wants to sell more Samsung phones, but at the same time, they probably also want to sell more $300 watches.
Yes.
So I'm guessing it's hardware. It's a hardware issue as opposed to a non-competitive issue.
But there have to be non-Samsung devices that have the hardware. Yeah,
the iPhone is the one that leaps to mind. I don't know if they'll ever support an iPhone.
They're not going to support the iPhone. It's an Android device. So it's an Android device, I believe, that just doesn't have the keyboard. The battery life is supposedly around 25 hours.
That's good.
That's pretty good. That's better than the leaks that we heard, which was 10 hours, which to me, as far as I'm concerned, 10 hours seemed unacceptable. Although some of the folks that tried them out, like at The Verge and Gizmodo, said that the battery was low, you know, just and they're trying it out in the experience room there at the demo. So I don't know. I would wait to see what that looks like. But the watch is I happen to like chunky watches. Well, first of all, I don't wear a watch anymore, but I used to wear a watch all the time, and I always kind of like chunky watches. And the watch is it's large,
it's
but
chunky.
I would wear it. Like it doesn't strike me as like oh, that's a big nerd watch. That's going to announce what a big nerd watch wearer I am. It's not. It's actually quite, I thought it was a lot more stylish than I expected.
It looks a little bit like a Casio calculator watch, doesn't it?
A little bit. But at least it's smaller than the Sony, sleeker. Which was also out. The Sony looks like a cereal box on your wrist.
Yeah.
It's pretty sleek though. It's got the stainless steel and the little screws, and like the screen when it's black is nice looking. And I thought it was a little sleeker than, you know, your classic Casio. There was another smartwatch announced today. Was it Qualcomm?
Really?
Yes, Qualcomm. So, yes, that's on the rundown.
Boy, we're going crazy with the smartwatches.
Yeah, everyone's trying to.
Android.
Does the Qualcomm not use Android? What does it work with?
But it is Android, I believe.
Yeah. All of these, except what Apple does, will be Android. Yeah,
it makes sense. Yes. That Android is the operating system of choice here. What's this called? Tok, the Tok smartwatch. Am I pronouncing that correct? T-O-Q. Tok.
Tok. Tok. TikTok. Must be Tok.
TikTok. Yeah. I mean,
it's also $300.
Sony did announce a new version of it, so you've got three smartwatches out today. So that makes a trend. We got an official trend going on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we officially have a category.
Here's video from somebody. I think this is from The Verge. Of the watch. So there's the camera, which is a wart on the band.
It is that camera thing. Yeah, it's a giant camera, and it's 1.3.
So how do you have to hold?
You have to wear the watch on your right wrist, and then, you have to hold it up like this to take a picture, right? Now, I'm a lefty. I normally wear my watch on my left wrist, so.
Yeah, that looks like
some strange military salute.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, if you flip the watch around and wear it on your left wrist,
it's upside down, isn't it? Oh, there's a screen reorient?
I mean, it should reorient, don't you think? It would surprise me if it didn't.
I don't know.
Because some people like to wear
it. How do you see the picture you're taking? I don't get it.
You see the picture you're taking on the watch.
Right, but it's got to be down here.
It's plastic or rubber band. They have different colors. Nice screen. It's an OLED
pick
screen.
One color.
Right. It doesn't look like it's.
You can't change them because the stuff is embedded in the band.
It doesn't look like it's changeable. No.
Or you can just buy them all.
We're looking at a video that shows every color and one guy wearing them all. I think it's really, you think women will wear these? They look kind of big.
That's pretty big.
They're big. They're pretty chunky. I happen to be thick-wristed. Whatever that means. But I think someone with a small wrist, that will look unusually large. And I mean, I do think that there's a trend in chunky watches, but that's pretty, it is pretty big, and I admit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, even on this guy, I don't know how big he is, but it looks huge.
That does look
like something Borat would wear.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my American watch. It's from Korea. I don't know. You know, I think we're in such early days on this wearable stuff. It just is really ungainly at this point.
Yeah.
What's the
What does it do?
Major consumer value.
What does it do? What do it do?
So it notifies you of text messages. Obviously, you can take photos with it and immediately share back to your phone those photos, or share out to your friends. You can issue voice commands to it. And we didn't get to see as much demo on stage as I would have liked to have seen. But you can issue voice commands. I think that it will even do things like translate signs. So if you're traveling overseas and there was a sign, you could take a picture of the sign and it would translate for you with their Translate app. I believe that there's an accelerometer or a pedometer, which is something I was interested in too, some of the health aspects of it.
70 apps is a lot.
It's a decent amount of apps.
You know. Social apps.
Are those apps resident on the watch or on your phone communicating with
you? On the watch, right? You don't have to have the phone, or do you?
Nah, for a lot of it, you do. For communications, I think you do.
Yeah, you do. The watch has to be paired to the phone in order to do things, especially like...
Oh, you don't have any internet.
Yeah, but you
can use the watch without that, right? I mean, you don't have...
Right.
You just don't have any internet access without
Right, you wouldn't have internet access.
Right. But the watch still works. That's what I'm thinking.
Your watch will probably tell you the time, yes.
Well, it might, it should be able to take a picture still and stuff like that, right?
Right. Yeah, so it must, if you take a picture without internet connectivity or without the being paired to your phone, I guess it just stores the picture there and syncs back when you do pair to your phone again.
Right. Does it have, it's got a pedometer in it? seems so trivial, but... It's got a health watch. It measures your steps. right?
Yeah, yeah, I can measure your steps. And that's all I saw. But I don't
know
if it has a heart rate.
I'll rush to buy just about anything. This isn't doing it for me.
It's not getting me out the door, no.
Especially not that you have to have a Samsung phone.
Well, that's a very good point, yes.
Yeah.
If it worked with my HTC One and it was maybe $100 less, I might consider it.
And by the way, somebody's pointing out the GS4 does all of that. This is what puzzles me about these watches. Your phone already does most of everything, right?
Yeah.
GS4 has a pedometer and all that stuff. It's wearable in the sense that it's in your pocket. If you're a guy, it can be right in your shirt pocket, which is pretty handy. It's right there. If you've got a Moto X, you can even talk to it. Hello. But I don't know if I want to wear glasses. I don't know if I want to wear a wristwatch. I understand. I love wearable computing. I love the idea of making it more accessible. But well, I don't know if we figured out how.
You know, hey, surprise, you got a new email. No S.
Yeah, and you can't respond to the email. You can't do anything. Does this have, can I use S voice with this?
Yes, you can.
So I can dictate into my hand.
You could, yes, you could dictate.
You think you look silly.
Okay, Google Now. Tell Jeff I'm not buying it either. I guess. Can you make a phone call that way?
No.
Are we going to see a lot of morons walking down the street talking to their wrists?
Talking to their phone.
Like Dick Tracy?
I want to be the Secret Service.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, it feels like such a, it feels like there's all these companies are doing this because they heard Apple was doing it.
Yeah, and, it does feel that way, doesn't
and they
it?
Want to just quickly get in the market with whatever piece of crap they can because they know once Apple does it, if Apple lives up to the hype, nobody will want theirs anymore.
I would so love it if Apple came out in the next meeting and said, we punked you all. Watch is stupid.
I know everybody's going crazy about this is for sure true. All of our, smart Apple people like Rene Ritchie at iMore say, oh, no, it's definitely true. They've hired Jay Blonick. They've done all these things. But, you know, we said the same thing about a TV set 3 years ago. I still wait to see that.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I don't know. And also, the day, to me, and I get a lot of heat for saying this, but the days when you could count on Apple to come up with something that was going to change the world are gone. They're just another company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, if they ever were, but I think with under Steve, they managed to do it a few times. An iPod, an iPhone, an iPad, those changed the world.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that the iPod or the iPhone moment comes up. That it doesn't come up every year. It doesn't even come up every other year. I mean, I think that those things take a long time. I feel like with every sort of new category of device, whether it's glasses or watch, it feels like everyone's like, oh, this is going to be the thing that everybody has that changes the world. And these are incremental add-ons, right? These are add-ons to the smartphone.
I'm a believer in the idea of wearable being a big thing.
Yes.
But I think
for different reasons.
Well, it's a long way off, too. I think, you know, if it were in the fabric of the clothing or, I don't know what the form factor is that makes sense at this point.
What's the thing that your watch would have to do that would convince you, I need to have this in my life. Like, I'll start wearing watches again if the smartwatch did.
Wear watches. I wear expensive, jewelry-style watches. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, not all the time, obviously.
I wear inexpensive
as jewelry
watches.
But I wear them as jewelry. I don't need it.
Well, I wear them actually at the time.
You want to know what time it is?
I actually want that.
Well, you're a professor. You need to be at class on time.
No, I'm the absent-minded professor. I don't know where I am.
I work in a business where it doesn't matter when I show up. Actually, it's not true, but I've made it to be true, which is not bad. I like watches. I think watches are very cool, retro technology. Mm-hmm. I just think it's hard to imagine how you can turn this into a useful thing.
Yeah, I mean, even during the presentation, the photographs of good-looking people sort of gazing down at their watch and touching the little tiny screen was it was like,
Speaking of presentation, in the panoply of amazing Samsung embarrassing presentations, how did this one rate?
There was no, I didn't watch it, but there was no Broadway, there was no Rockettes.
There was no Broadway, there was no excessive showmanship. They had a host who was very lively.
That English guy with the white glasses, they use him.
Yeah. And he was... He was pretty good. Jason Bradbury. He was pretty good. He was a little high energy. I was a little bit like, whoa. I found the pacing of
What's wrong with high energy, Gina? Is there a problem with high energy? You got a problem with that? Huh? You don't like us high energy people? I'm being discriminated against.
Well, you know, it started out and I just worried that it was going to be another Broadway kind of type of thing.
Yeah.
And then he intimated that it was going to be an interview style thing. So I was like, oh, this is an objective journalist and he's going to ask the tough questions. That wasn't at all. It was clearly a rehearsed deal.
Yeah.
The pacing of the event was really weird.
He's like, he's not a Samsung employee. He works for a gadget show in the UK. He's on the TV. Right?
Right. Yeah. Right. He's kind of one of us, right? I mean, he...
Well, no, don't, please, no. Don't lump us in that category.
Right.
I think he's a presenter. I don't think he's a journalist.
You'd look good in white glasses, Leo.
What is the new amazing thing you've done? I am so excited to be able to reveal a new wristwatch.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was like.
Very well done, Leo.
Like, maybe I'm just used to the Apple presentations, but, you know, there's a pacing to it and a cadence, and there's a lead up, right? So you start out with, hey, we've got this many developers here this year. This is how many we had last year. Tickets sold out in this amount of time. In the past couple of years, here's the line chart that goes from, you know, the bottom up to the up and to the right of what's been happening. And we've been, you know, we found out this. There's a lot of lead up. There's a little background, a lot of lead up. And then there's, like, the big reveal, and you're ready for it. And it's exciting. This presentation was a little bit like, oh yeah, here's this new phone, and it's kind of, you know, the Note 3, and it's kind of an iteration on the other thing, and, you know, whatever, okay. Oh, and look, I just got a notification on my watch. Like, it just came very quickly, and it just and then they were like, okay, well, let's go back to the phone. And you're like, wait,
what? The only notification that I can want is an emergency notification, right? If the ability for my wife to say, damn it, call me now. I want that. Right?
Yes.
But that functionality doesn't exist.
Right.
It could just as easily be her saying, I'm coming home for dinner. Right? So notifications have to, there has to be a new notification layer that, and this is the important thing, it must be recipient controlled.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's like,
you've got to like allow.
Filters. Really good filters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's interesting, the notification days. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, a little moment of avuncular nostalgia here for you, young Gina. In the old days, when you tried to call somebody and the phone was busy, there was no such thing as call waiting, and it was really an emergency. What you did to give people a heart attack was you called the operator and said, this is an emergency, you need to break in.
Have you ever done that?
And the operator, oh yeah.
I'm sorry, I need to interrupt this call. I have an emergency call for you.
Imagine the heart attack. Where'd you get that?
It's terrifying.
And
that's how you used to do it.
Crazy.
Call waiting is horrendous, too. I think we've gone beyond waiting. The call waiting is of the era of the answering machine on the kitchen counter. I mean, these things are rapidly being eclipsed.
My mom has this whole rant about phones. Whenever I talk to my mom on the cell phone, the call drops or there's some sort of delay.
It's
we're both
horrible
talking
experience.
At the same time. And she just goes to this thing where she's like, remember the black phone?
It used to work.
The wall.
A little curly cord.
You picked it up and there was a dial tone. It was crystal clear. Like she goes.
Jennifer's like that. She always wanted a kitchen phone with a long cord. You never lose it. It never falls under the cushions.
When the power goes out, it still works.
And it's fun if you're talking to a boy you really like. You can wrap yourself around in it. It's so much fun.
I really do miss phone calls.
Straight out of Bye Bye Birdie. It's Anne Margaret.
You're not hearing traffic. No, that you can actually hear the person. That is something in the past that I actually do feel nostalgic for.
I have a number of phones because my main phone, my AT&T phone, is not usable in my house. I don't have a landline. So and I accidentally pick it up every once in a while, and people go, "What? What? Hello, you're breaking. Speak into the phone. I'm speaking into the phone." And it's so frustrating. And then, but the T-Mobile will work in my house, so I just have to pick up the right phone. It's gotten worse.
Right.
It's not better. This is. I thought not having a landline would simplify my life.
It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't feel like it. But this is modern times.
So the notification that the CEO of Samsung got during the presentation was, don't forget to talk about Android, which I thought was interesting. They made a point to talk about Android and how it was 4.3, which is something that they really didn't talk about the last Unpacked event, right?
Wow.
I mean, that was one of the things that a few journalists noted was that Android, they hadn't even said the word Android. I think it was like once the whole presentation. So that was interesting because Samsung might just be cooking up their own OS and their own app store for this.
Let's take a little break to harken back to the days when teenage girls in particular, would spend all their time on the telephone.
And now our lives fulfilled.
And now you try to call a teenager, they will not answer.
No, that's the funniest thing. My kids, when they were teenagers, it was all IM, right? And now it's not IM, it's text. All they do is text. Let me see if I can skip ahead, because I think that they end up... Yeah, this is the pose, the various poses of teenagers. She has a princess phone in her room. That meant she was pretty fancy.
Yeah, this is not my childhood.
Come on, Gina. This reminds me of you. That's you right there.
My parents actually got my sister her own landline when she was a teenager in the 80s and was always on the phone. And then I inherited it, and that was a big deal that I had my own landline. I had my own number.
I love this movie. Diversity is considered if you're Italian.
Yeah, right. Bye Bye Birdie did not exactly feature people of color. Just people a little swarthier than you and me.
Yes.
You know, it's so amazing, Jeff. You and I live in a world that has changed that much in our lifetime.
Yes.
And it's changing really fast. I mean, it's just incredible. Now we have phones of color instead of people of color. So,
oh, we still have people of color.
we're gender neutral. Android 4.3, it's interesting. They really are doing that. Samsung is upgrading their phones because they want to support it, because they want to support the watch. Their new stuff all is 4.3. And then Google says, owned by the way, it's now 4.4. KitKat. Wait a minute, bring out your...
Finally, we can talk about that, so I'm hungry. So
I know. You guys, you both brought candy. I didn't bring candy.
Yes, we did. You had a whole bunch of it in the office there yesterday. Everybody eat it?
Really?
Yeah, Jason dumped a whole bag of Kit Kats on the...
Where's my Kit Kat?
During All About Android.
I want back sheesh. Do any of you don't have any of the specially marked Kit Kat bars, do you?
No.
Oh, look, we got little Kit Kat cats.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, so, I'm impressed that those lasted.
Larry Page on his Google Plus posted a picture of a giant Android made out of Kit Kats.
Sundar, I think that was.
Was that Sundar?
Or maybe, yeah, I think
no,
it was
Larry
Sundar.
Page got one too. I saw his.
Oh, he did. Okay.
This was supposed to be key lime pie, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, key lime pie.
So, is it Hershey that went and made a deal with Google, or
other way around?
Google went to Hershey and said...
Actually, Nestle, right, Gina?
Oh, Nestle owns it. It's licensed in the U.S. by Reese's.
Yeah, it's licensed in the U.S. to Hershey. So now, no money changed hands. I mean, the company...
Just
a lot of chocolate. Well, and I'm sure a lot of lawyers and accountants.
I think that we, from a journalistic point of view, I need a point of order, Mr. Journalism Professor. From now on, I think we can't call it Kit Kat. We have to call it Android 4.4. I'm not going to give it an ad to the Hershey company, the... Nestle company.
But this is the issue. Is it Citi Field or what is it?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Gina still needs it as a prop for other shows. Oh, no. She opened it too. Okay.
I'm good. All that Android happened.
I can't open it.
It bothers me that they've done an obviously completely gratuitous promotional name. You might as well call it Android City Field Android 4.4. I mean, you might as well say AT&T Android 4.4. It bugs the hell out of me.
So I think there are a lot of good reasons for them to do what they did. And this wasn't about money, right? They didn't get money from Hershey or Nestle to use the name.
You know what?
They got everybody to talk about
They didn't get cash.
They didn't get cash.
They got value. Including promotional value, they call in kind. It's very disingenuous to say, oh, no money traded hands. That's disingenuous. This was a business deal. This was biz dev 100%.
Yeah, this is cross promotion. This is cross promotion for sure. But I think
it's also funny.
The first thing I wondered was who paid who in this. So
I don't find it funny. I find it annoying, but I guess I'm getting like you, Jeff, cranky.
I think there are a couple of good reasons to do this, though. And actually, Saleh, Ismail, who develops Carbon for Android, he made a really good point, which is that KitKat is a globally recognized brand. That's a word that is the same no matter what language you're speaking. Key lime pie and jelly bean and ice cream sandwich are not those things, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone has a good feeling. Everyone knows what KitKat is. So I think it kind of goes in line with Google sort of wanting to globalize Android. I mean, that was a big push at I.O. this past year. They want developers to...
You're trying hard, Gina. Leo's not buying it.
And let's not forget that Nestle is tarnished by this, you know, selling formula in the third world. This is not a brand name that you necessarily want to associate with. Yeah, I don't understand. Sure. This seems
fair.
Pure greed on Google's part. I don't find it amusing in the least.
Mm.
Wow.
Why not call it, you know, it bugs the hell out of me. You can find it's first of all, it's just a code name. But now it's more than a code name. Now every time we talk about it, we advertise a candy bar. I don't want to do that.
So did you disapprove of E.T. trying for M&M's and ending up with Reese's Pieces when maybe they should have just said jelly bean?
I do admit that when I see a TV show where there's obvious product placement, gratuitous product placement, it bugs me. In fact, I don't usually watch music videos, but I've seen a few of late, and all of a sudden, music videos are full of product placement. There's that the little boombox that somebody makes beats probably is in all the videos. They do like close up of boombox. Okay, move on. Obviously, these are ads, and what's happening is it's very obvious. Advertising is not working for these companies, right?
Right.
They need product placement. They need ways to sneak advertising into content. And to me, this is Google giving Nestle, and they're not giving it away, I promise you, whatever they may be saying, a big promotional push. And for the next year, we're going to be saying KitKat a lot. And what do you think is going to happen to sales of KitKat bars? Will it affect them?
Oh, no doubt.
A lot.
I mean, a little bit.
A lot.
Developers eat a lot of candy
bars. Isn't it time for you to have a sip of that delicious Snapple?
I'm not against advertising. We're ad supported. I'm against stealth advertising. I'm against sneaky advertising. I'm against, we didn't get any money for this. It's just good, clean, fun Kit Kat bar. That's not what it is. It's advertising. I think it's repulsive.
But Nestle didn't go to Google and ask for this, right? Google went to Nestle.
What does that matter? I went to Ford to get them to advertise in this network. That's how advertising works. I bet you they went to other K companies.
Do you think?
Yes.
because they needed
shouldn't it have been Krispy Kreme?
Could have been Krispy Kreme.
Android 4.4 Krispy Kreme.
I feel like...
I think you make a good point, Leo.
And mostly because now we are going to be carrying water for this. We will be advertising Kit Kats.
No, but you're right. You can say Android.
We should say 4.4, and I plan to say 4.4. And as a programmer, I think it should offend you, Gina, because programmers come up with code names. They're fun. They're mountain ranges. They're, you know, lakes. They're whatever. They're surf spots in California. Whatever. It's fun, and it's great. As soon as it's advertising,
it's commercialized.
Well, maybe, but to me, that's not commercialized. This is really about selling candy bars.
That's what I'm saying. Even now, a code name, a simple code name.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I just feel like that's. But I think we're just going to see a lot more of it. In fact,
I now need, after all that chocolate, I need a cig of my Poland Springs.
I'm not against product placement. I don't like it in movies and TVs where there's gratuitous product placement. If somebody came to us with a product placement deal, we actually were hoping to sell the name of this studio. I would have to say, you know, every time I talked about it, you know, the Norton Ghost Studio or whatever.
Okay.
But name for a software product.
Mm-hmm. And it's got a hell of a lot more personality than
Donut
or Eclair.
Sure, Donut does. Eclair does.
I don't know. Kit Kat's a really strong brand. I mean, it's a brand that people feel good about. They're trying to add personality and flair. If you compare Key Lime Pie to Kit Kat, I'd take Kit Kat any day.
Okay.
I don't know. I want you to convince me on why I should be offended, because this typically is a thing I'd be offended by. But I thought to myself, this was a brilliant marketing move on Google's part.
I am not denying it's a brilliant marketing move. It's disingenuous of Google to make a point of, no money changed hands, because that's BS.
Well, no, but they've got they've got a partnership page up where you can win. I don't know. You can win a next step with a Kit Kat. I mean, they're not saying that they have nothing to do with Hershey. Nestle. I mean, they're clearly it's a partnership.
And they're getting a lot of free ads. In fact, I thought I read somewhere that sales of Kit Kat has skyrocketed already.
No, you didn't have to read it somewhere. You could write that story. Assume that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just don't want to. I just feel like, come on, do you need money that bad? Google, really?
Where's Google getting money in this deal?
Oh, Jesus, please do not be naive.
Number one, you think
Google's getting the cut of Kit Kat sales at this point?
For all we know, Google, they didn't give us any money, but we're going to get 10% of every Kit Kat bar from now until eternity or whatever. Of course, right. Google's getting something. There's a lot of in-kind. If you have win a Google Play Store on a Kit Kat bar, you think they just said, I'll tell you what, we'll do that for you. What the hell?
Right. I mean, my biggest beef is that Kit Kats are just not good for you. It should have been kale.
Yes.
Kale.
But that would have
kale.
Candy kale, at least, yes.
That wouldn't have been not nearly as fun as
Nobody gets what I'm saying here. And I'm completely.
No, I get it.
I think a lot of people get it. I heard a lot of that on Twitter yesterday when they announced it. I heard a lot of people saying they felt creeped out. Google's an advertising company. This is proof. They've sold out. It cheapens the Android brand. I just thought this is brilliant. On a day when there were so many big news stories yesterday, the fact that everyone was talking
about it. They got a lot. It worked.
That's what they got out of it.
But marketing works. I'm not. Yeah.
Free marketing. And they're getting it right now.
And they're going to get more.
Yeah. Everybody has an opinion about Kit Kats.
Yeah. Well, nobody hates Kit Kats. And I think if you're Kit Kat.
I like other candy better.
I think of, the example that we always use. There was a, basically it was grandma candy. I'm not going to say the name because as soon as I say the name, you'll go, oh, yeah. But there was a candy that basically was completely known as a candy that grandmas would give you. The little candy dish? You'd come over and you go, I don't want that. And then MTV launched. And MTV said they literally went to this candy company and said, we can make your candy hip. We could take your grandma candy and make it hip. And they launched with MTV. And Mentos, the fresh maker, became a hip, cool brand all of a sudden because of the relationship. It was a great relationship. And you better believe those folks at Nestle know exactly what Mentos did with MTV. This is the modern version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Kat 4.4. This is on the website at KitKat.com. Under its sleek interior, we've ensured maximum breakability in Kit Kat 4.4. They've got a whole tech specs on Kit Kat 4.4.
Confectionery perfectionery.
Yeah, this was... you can't tell me that the biz dev team, hundreds of marketers, the agencies...
Oh.
There's a lot went into this. And it's completely disingenuous for me to think Google... is not getting anything for this.
Yeah, you know what, Leo? I'd feel a lot better about it if this were kind of a rogue thing that a couple of geek candy crazy kids did.
That's fine.
That'd be fine.
But we love Kit Kats. No, this has been in the works for months.
You're changing my... You're pulling me over to your side, Leo. You're killing me.
When is it Mentos? Kit Kat, L, what can we do for L, M? Mentos is in two iterations of Android.
Well, it'll be a fight, Mentos versus M&M. M&M's lost out on E.T. They learned their lessons.
They learned their lessons.
E.T. eats Reese's.
By the way, Reese's is the company that owns the license to Kit Kat in the United States.
So we know that they're rushing it up to R.
Lesson learned.
Well, you could even argue that 4.4 doesn't deserve a code name.
Well, did they say, by the way, in all of this, did they say what 4.4 does?
Oh, no one talked about that or cared about that. They didn't give actually. No, it was just a statue. Well, there was the Kit Kat statue on the lawn of Google, right? And there was the guy with the phone.
Okay, let's talk about that.
But they didn't talk about features at all of 4.4.
So 9to5 Google, Mark Gurman, who is really good, he just knocks it out of the park time and time again, noticed a little something in the video Google posted and has since pulled down. Of the Kit Kat video. There's a guy. There's the usual Google employees taking pictures of putting the new Android statue out. The woman on the right, she's using a Nexus phone. That's obvious. But wait a minute. What's that Nexus phone on the left? It even looks staged. The guy doesn't even look like he's taking a picture.
He doesn't even look like he has one finger.
They said, okay, see, take this and hold it. And don't move until the camera's off of you. Look at him. So what is that? Is it the next Nexus, Nexus 5?
I mean, it's a Nexus that no one's seen before, right? It's got a much bigger camera than are on the current Nexuses. There's a little pixelation, or they deleted
they
the N.
They did a
the
little
N
sun
from
reflection.
Nexus. It just says Nexus.
I don't know what that is.
Does it look like they blurred out maybe near his finger there with any other sort of branding or writing on it?
I think this says LG, but I don't know. I think that's what it looks like, the LG logo, doesn't it? I'll have to get my Nexus 4 out and look at it. But
yeah, that's a bigger camera sensor than we've seen. So everyone said, oh, this must be the new Nexus. It's about to come out. And then Google pulled the video, which basically just confirmed suspicions that it was something that people shouldn't have seen.
Or it was a very clever manipulation itself.
Yeah, true.
I hate to be cynical, but that kind of feels
that you think that's what... That's what it was. Stoked.
Well, this week they cut the price of the Nexus 4, $100, and announced they're out of them, out of the 8-gig version. They sold out immediately. And they said, we're not going to restock these. So it's very obvious to anybody who's paying attention. Yeah, there must be a Nexus 5 coming. I thought maybe the Moto X would be sufficient for that, but I guess they have to have a Nexus.
So you know what I'm doing? I'm torturing myself.
What you still haven't opened it? Hey,
Holy cow.
Jeff, I can do that too.
That is crazy and restraint.
Do I do it now? Do I get my fingernail ready or not?
Well, so wait. What is stopping you? What is stopping you? Like, why haven't
Nexus
you opened
five.
It so far?
Oh.
No, the five.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. I would bet. Well, I don't know. They say maybe October, yeah. But
yeah,
who knows?
So, I mean, to launch in time for the holiday season, right? It's going to be October or November latest.
I don't think the Nexus phones are for holiday buying. I said this about the Nexus 4, and I guess I was wrong. I thought the Nexus 4 was, this is a cheap phone for developers. This is so that Google has a platform developers can buy inexpensively and test their software on, and they know it's pure Google. That's right, to me what it feels like the Nexus line is about. But it turns out, and this is where I was wrong, fans, geeks, love it.
Yeah. It's a very good phone. If it were LTE and if I hadn't gotten the 8 gig, because that's all I could get when I was trying to rush an order while I was on the show.
Yeah. But the geeks fell in love with the Nexus 4. I didn't predict that. I was not a fan of the screen. It's a little washed out compared to other screens available. I just thought, this is kind of a... I had the same reaction that people are having the Moto X. Eh, it's kind of a mid-range phone. Yeah, it's cheap. But it doesn't wow me. But I was wrong, obviously. It's been a huge success. Now, we don't know how many they've sold.
No.
It could be that, it's 1/1000th of the number of Galaxies sold. Probably is.
Yeah.
But people are very interested. I know, maybe it's our audience. We talk to all the people who know about it.
Yeah, it's a beloved brand among sort of power users and Google fans and Android fans.
So what is it, Jeff, you are looking for in a Nexus 5?
It's the unknown.
He doesn't know, but he wants it. He wants the future, and he wants
it
now.
It's going to have a built-in bread maker.
I here it is right in front of me. I don't know what to do. Chat room,
I have all the phones, every one of them.
Yes.
And what I don't have yet is an Xperia Z1, which they just announced, the new Sony phone, and I don't have the Optimus G2. Neither of those are available as far as I know, but I've played with the Galaxy Gear, the Mega, the GS4 I own, HTC One I own. And I ended up, oddly enough, this phone is oddly appealing going with the Moto X. I had a review unit, which I sent back. Mm-hmm. They offered me a freebie, and I said, no, I don't take freebies. I was kind of pining for it. It's just there was something pure. Mm-hmm. It is what you like about the Nexus 4 to me. It's the pure Google experience.
Yeah.
With a few exceptions.
What appeals to me is that it's LTE. It's 32 gigs.
Yeah, I got the 32, yeah.
And, I drive a lot out here on the way home, so being able to do the voice activation.
Talking to it is great.
Is good.
Not perfect. Good. Not perfect, by the way.
Yeah.
It doesn't understand everything. All speech recognition is still early.
Yeah.
It wakes up perfectly. It's very good at that. I like the thing, and this is the thing that I thought was underreported that was really cool, which is this trusted Bluetooth authentication. When you're in your car, you don't have to unlock it. It just says, oh, I'm in a safe area. You get to choose those areas.
That presumes you have a modern car with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You don't?
Oh, no. My car is 10 years old.
Yeah.
I had a loaner. I was so amazed. I was like I got out of prison. I had a loaner a month ago, and I paired my phone with the car, and I couldn't believe everything I could do.
It is. It's magical. Yeah. Whenever I rent a car, I'm like, wow, this is like
what you don't either?
I've got this old used Toyota. I'm not really a car person. And
Lisa, we
got to
pay these people more. I can't believe this. I feel terrible.
Well, hell, I'm even cheap enough, not too sure whether I should open this, let alone a car.
Well, this isn't cheap. By the way, this is not a cheap phone, and that is one.
That's the other thing about it.
One sticking point. It really is overpriced. The rumor is they'll drop this $100 soon, and they ought to.
I nicked my Nexus 4, which killed me on the glass. I don't know how I did it, but I got nicks on the glass. And I got some other stuff, and it wasn't charging well. That turned out to be something else. And so, I'm looking for justification to open up the phone. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I could just buy another one of these for $200.
Yeah.
If this broke.
You know what? I'll send you my Nexus 4 because I don't.
No, it's fine now. It's actually fine.
Oh, okay.
Leo, the fact that you gave back your review unit and then was pining for it, how often does that happen?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Because there's always the next thing. And I love the HTC One. The HTC One is great.
Yeah.
But there was just, it's funny, this is a little, this. It's small. I like the Galaxy Note 2. I wanted a big, it's completely changing my feeling about a phone, but it's a very personal phone, and I really like it. And things that people mock, like this, the wrist flip, I love.
How Quirky does the product evaluations. If they get tied up, they have a vote for the whole audience.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still there?
You're frozen a little, but that's all right. We hear you. Somebody in the chat room says, if you love the phone so much, why don't you marry it, Leo?
No, it's just I know that you try every single phone, and so that seems like quite an endorsement
for
you, Leo.
Here's what I would say. A phone is a very it's the most personal of all personal computers, and there's no perfect phone. Nothing is perfect. They're nothing even close to perfect. So you should really try. Everybody should try as many as you can, at least go to the store and play with them, because this is what I like.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily what you would like. I think, for instance, you seem very happy with your HTC One Google Edition, and I think that's an excellent choice.
Yeah, it's a great phone. It's a great phone. I do love it. But I have to tell you, Jeff, if I was sitting there with that box right now, just hearing what Leo just said, I'd open that up. I'd open that sucker up instantaneously.
All right. Should I do it?
I'm not going to say should do it.
No.
I don't want to be responsible for it because he'll just yell at me later.
Should I do it?
Let's see what does the chat room say. You think Jeff should open this? Do it for Johnny? Yes? No? Blend it? You have 30 days?
Yes.
Open it, Jeff. Open it. Wait for it. Do it. Do it. No. There are few people say don't open it.
Send it back.
I don't think it's a consensus.
Wow.
No, it's not.
How much did you pay for it, Jeff?
$674.
Yeah, they're really, it's kind of outrageously expensive. Especially since the Nexus 4, which is really, in many respects, a similar phone, is half that.
Yes.
The Nexus 4, though, screen isn't as good. It's bigger and heavier and has a glass back. There's something about the size of this. Motorola said this, you know. We really paid attention to the size. We want it to be just so. And then, you know, I have to say, it just does fit just right. And the feeling on the back, there's something about it. But this is me. This is my hand. Your hand, it may not fit. The chat room saying, no! No! Is it covered in LSD? No.
Straw poll.
We could do a straw poll.
I'd say it's going negative in the chat room.
Somebody set up a straw poll. We could do a straw poll. I was starting to say before,
Quirky does this where they have a polling mechanism. That'd be fun to do with the chat
we
room.
We can do that.
Just have them.
I'll set up a straw poll real quick. We have the technology, thanks to Dan Dirks, who wrote a very good little tool called a straw poll. So what is it? What is the question we should ask, Jeff? What do you
should
want?
Jeff open the
should
Moto X?
Jeff open and use, right? I mean,
you could... I think once it's open, I can't return it.
Oh, of course you can return it.
You can?
Yeah. Right. Let's say right now.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember the Larry the Lobster moment on Saturday Night Live?
Larry the Lobster.
It was one of the best Saturday Night Live spiels where the audience voted live whether or not to kill
him.
Larry the Lobster.
Yeah.
Dunk him.
I'll give somebody.
Now you're gonna mess up the voting results. I guess we add them then.
Yeah. So what's at stake? You don't think you can return it once you open it, or there's a restocking fee?
It says unopened. You can return 14 days unopened.
All right. The straw poll number, everybody, is 390329. So if you're watching live, go to strawpoll.me/390329 and cast your vote. Now, the nice thing about this is we can actually watch the results in real time as they come flying in. And so far, I mean, 28, 29, 32 votes. I think yes is pretty strong majority here. That's the yellow.
Got one yes, and you got three no's. You got to add up the three no's.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
I guess.
Look at that.
But I think all you have to do is say, what is the yes? And right now it's 54%. So actually, it is kind of close. You're right. It is kind of close.
Poor chat room, get a life.
No, don't get a life, please. I beg of you. Eat more Kit Kat bars.
Yeah, I've never seen a straw poll move so fast. This is amazing.
I love you, chat room.
Aren't they great?
Great.
And by the way, this is carefully done so that you can only vote once. These are each unique. Each of these is a unique vote. Yeah. Each is a completely unique vote.
It's been solidly yes this entire time.
Yeah, I think it's 55% yes is pretty strong.
Yes.
Now,
45.
I don't even know if Jeff should get an LTE Nexus 7 as a no. I don't know what that is. That's non sequitur is what that is.
That's just you baiting me.
Wow, 400
But if you had an LTE Nexus 7, you know, you could use that as a phone. Because
that's
you
true.
Could put Skype on there or Tango or some other...
I'm eager. You know who has it now?
Who?
Italy.
Gosh
Italy
darn it. You want me to pick you one up in Venice next LTE. Week? I'll pick one up in Venice next week. Just for you. Excuse me. Where can I get a Nexus 7? I want to get the one with the LTE.
What's that? Is that next week already?
No, 2 weeks. I fly out on the 17th.
Go find yourself some good pasta, some good mozzarella, and don't forget about the phones when you're in Italy.
This is why I had to get the Moto now, because I was really soul searching. What do I want to carry with me as I travel 6 countries in 3 weeks? And this really, even though the camera's not as good as either the Galaxy S4 or the HTC One, and it's not unlocked, I'll probably bring an unlocked Galaxy S4 just so I have a SIM card phone. But just the size of this and the weight and the friend, it feels friendly. It's a friendly little phone.
So by the end of the show, we'll go back to it. And then I'll
we got 500 votes already.
Wow, 500 votes.
The power of
I don't
Leo.
Think at this point it's going to change, but we'll...
Yeah, it's up to 57%.
Slowing down.
Now,
I think everybody wants to vote. Voted. All right, should I do it now?
Okay, I'll tell you what. No, let's keep it going. We're going to keep the poll going. I mentioned it a couple more times. At the end of the show, whatever, and we have 45 minutes left to vote. At the end of the show, whatever you decide, that's what Jeff will do. Jeff, thank you for putting your fate in the hands of the chat room, you nitwit. What color? Did you get black or white? Or
blue, royal blue with silver accent.
You went to Moto Maker and did the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. I got crimson red, and I fell for the headphones, the crimson red headphones to match it.
Wow.
Yeah, sucker.
Those are actually decent headphones. They're not bad. They're only $30 or something.
I have very strange ears. No headphones work on me. Earbuds don't work on me.
Really?
You
have a tiny hole? Is that what both of you... no Bluetooth and tiny holes? Is that it?
They fall out of my ears. Like, unless I have the clip for here, they always seem to fall out. If just been walking around, I'm always having
really?
The...
I got the... I get the flanged ones. You know what I'm talking about? These things never fall out. They got a The flan.
They have like little like wings.
Yeah, no. Well, these are from Edemotics, but other companies don't make these. And so each of these flaps goes deeper in your ear. By the time you get it there, you're gagging. But,
wow.
But it will never fall out. And
what
this,
kind of, what,
these are Edemotics. This is what I recommend, by the way.
Edemotics.
Etymotics. They're expensive, but they're audiophile quality. And I cool. wear these on the airplane because they seal your ear. So instead of noise canceling headphones, I don't hear any. I don't even hear the stewardess. I don't hear announcements. I don't hear. The plane could be on fire behind me, and I'd just be listening to my music.
That's impressive. I've never been able to find. I've been through a couple of sets of like noise canceling.
That's
like,
why these
big
are great.
Cans
and they make they make them with the microphone as well. If you want to use it for your your headphones. So that's this is what I will take to Europe also. Let's take a break. The poll continues. Strawpoll.me/390329. The votes are pouring in. You control Jeff Jarvis. He is a puppet. You're pulling his strings right now. I should have put something
like,
about making him
it's
eat
like
a
the
Kit
dancing
Kat.
Chicken.
Yeah, dance. Make him dance, chicken, dance. What should Jeff do? Open the phone or not open? Our show today brought to you by Squarespace.com. If you are making a website, you need to know about Squarespace.com. It is a fabulous place to go to get your first site off and running or to create a new site. Maybe you just got a great idea for selling Android-shaped Kit Kat bars online. But you gotta have web hosting, right? You got to have a commerce engine, you know, a shopping cart, so somebody to take the credit cards, merchant account. Of course, you have to have a content management system software so you can post. And all of that you can get from the best little darn little place in the world, Squarespace.com. Every Squarespace site looks great, looks unique. They're constantly improving their platform. And this is nice because you're using their web hosting, but they also maintain the software. So it's always updated, always secure, new features, new designs, better support, always coming along. There are more than 20 new beautiful templates for you to start with, all the style options you need. You do not need to be a designer to use Squarespace. If you are, they have a developer platform that lets you use CSS and JavaScript and all that stuff, but you don't have to do that. You can point and click your way to a unique and beautiful site. All you got to do is click that Get Started button right there at squarespace.com. And the way it starts, you're going to get 2 weeks free with absolutely no credit card, nothing. You just give them the name of your site and email address so you can change your password. That's it. Pick one of these templates. You see, you might say, well, wait a minute. There's just a few. Oh, no, but see, the beauty template's just a starting point. All of these, by the way, are mobile responsive. That means they will work on any size screen. I'm going to pick Aviator here. And it, by the way, you can look at other customers using Aviator, and you'll see what I mean. Every site looks different. Aviator is a gorgeous site for somebody who wants to do a photo blog or a gallery where you really want the imagery to stand out. See, it's full bleed, goes edge to edge. Looks gorgeous. Here, let's look at this one. Sir, it's got a mustache. I don't know what this is. Is this a guy selling mustaches? I don't know. Oh, it's a film site. This is what artists love Squarespace because they get to look the way they want to look. Look at how it's embedded. The video is embedded right into the Squarespace site. You cannot bring a Squarespace site down, by the way. I got to point this out. They really have the best hosting. And when it comes time to buy, after 2 weeks, you decide, hey, I really like this. The pricing is amazing. It starts at $8 a month for the full e-commerce deal. When you buy a yearly plan, $24 a month. They don't take a cut. You can have unlimited digital and physical products, no transaction fees, unlimited bandwidth. You'll never get a bandwidth bill. They'll even hook up a new domain name for you free. Taxes automatically calculated, shipping automatically calculated, coupon controls, even track your inventory for you. I got to tell you, there's nothing better. Squarespace.com. Try it free today. And then if you decide to buy, one thing I'd suggest, use our offer code because you'll save money. 20% off when you use the offer code TWIG and the number 9. Twig and the number 9. Squarespace.com. Really, this is the place you got to go. All right. I don't think the straw poll uses Squarespace, but we haven't brought it down yet. 676 votes total. They're coming in. We don't know yet. I'm not going to call it. It's too close to call. too close. But, but
that yes percentage is creeping upward, though.
It's all about Florida at this point. Florida, Florida, Florida. We're just going to wait and see what Florida does.
I'm going to wait for the Chads. Oh, Chad.
We got Chad's hanging. Chad? Yeah, he's hanging. You can't miss him because he's got the red hair. I love it. Okay, I don't know what else we got to talk about here. I got completely distracted by Kit Kats.
Trumpets.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. I don't know how to play trumpets without Chad. I don't have that capability. No, I'm sure I do. They didn't tell me how. So I'll tell you what. Just imagine that you hear trumpets because it's time for the Google Changelog.
Terrible, pathetic. Only a couple of things in the changelog today. Google releases and then pulls their new Authenticator app upgrade to version 2.0 for iOS. This is a new release of the Authenticator app. This is the app that lets you do two-factor auth, not just on Google, but on LastPass and now GitHub. Users found that when they updated the app that it would delete connections to different services that they were using and all their data. Google says that it has pulled it almost immediately, a few hours in, and says that they are working on an update, on a fix to the update. So if you downloaded the update, don't run it until the fix comes out.
Yeah. And, you know, if you use Google Authenticator, you really should be backing up. What I do, so Authenticator will read a QR code, which is the easiest way to get that secret number into the Authenticator. That's what you have to do to get it set up. Mm-hmm. So when you get a QR code, what I do is I save the image into LastPass. So it's secure. I mean, I'm not saving it on a piece of paper, putting it next to my computer. I put it in LastPass, which is locked up in the secure notes. So I have all my QR codes. So I don't care. And one of the other reasons you want to do this is, when you set up another phone or another device, let's say Jeff gets his Nexus 7, he wants to put Authenticator on it, and he could take pictures of the QR codes, and it's set up.
If only I could use it on my Nexus 7. If only I could.
So sorry. I just needled him now.
I let Authenticator, I switched phones at one point and didn't set up Authenticator again, and now I just say, text me a new verification code,
That's
my phone number. And I've been meaning to just get it set up again and haven't. But I do it all the time.
That's the first thing I do when I set up a new Android phone is I download Authenticator and I go back to my LastPass and I take pictures of all the QR codes because I have Google, I have LastPass is in here, Outlook for Microsoft is in here, Evernote's in here. So that's how I authenticate. And I don't know, I like having it on, I have it on all my devices. The same, and it works. And that's the nice thing. If you save that QR code or regenerate it and save it, you've got it forever.
Right. So you're taking a screenshot and then attaching that to a LastPass entry? Is that how you're saving the QR code?
Yeah.
No, that's smart. That's
and then
really
you can
smart.
Take a picture of it again.
Right. You bring it up in LastPass. Yeah.
LastPass will bring up its own as part of its LastPass settings because LastPass uses Google Authenticator also.
Google Authenticator is great.
So if Google Authenticator is down, then you can't use LastPass?
It's not down. The update... All the update did, you know how this happens with programmers.
Yes.
It just wiped the data. So we're going to start over.
It was like that Office Space moment where I was like, I must have messed up a zero somewhere. I always do that.
Details. We just wiped the cache. They might have wanted cache, that.
Right.
Oh.
Right. It was some flag that wiped the cache.
But why would they want
test,
that?
Right. Yeah.
Well, if anybody, you know what it is? It's probably the guy who wrote it does what I do and thought, that's fine. They just set it up again.
Right.
And then it realized most people do not save. I didn't even know you could. Somebody told me, you can just save those QR codes, use it again. It's just a secret number.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, that's really smart. I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
Put it in LastPass. It's safe.
Yeah, I will do that. Google is testing a new tablet search interface, which is similar to the mobile search interface that was very Google Now card-like. That just about kind of explains it. It's sort of like the knowledge graph cards on the right side, but all the search results look like that. And I believe that this is one of their kind of A/B tests where their experiments where they're rolling out to some people and not others to see what how users react to it. And similarly, there's a new sign-in page for mobile devices on Google.com. if you go to sign into Google now, it used to just be kind of a pretty plain just sign in email password. Now there's a new page that's been redesigned. It says 1 password, all of Google. And kind of annoyingly, they state they took away the stay signed in checkbox, which I don't understand. But luckily, I mean, of course, if you're on Android, you kind of have to sign in once to your Android account. You won't encounter this page very, very often. But that's it. Pretty thin changelog this week. It must. Oh. I think with the holiday weekend, things were maybe a little slow at the Plex.
Boom, 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 boom. Whoa.
Whoa. There we go.
We have the video. We just have the audio.
Nice.
So I'll tell you something I am lusting after.
Yes.
Is the Sony QX10 or QX100. Have you seen that?
No. What is that?
The lens camera that attaches to your phone.
Stupid.
On the
you
rundown.
Want that? You really want that?
Yeah.
Wait.
You're
going
to carry that around in your pocket?
Well, I carry around a camera now in my briefcase.
I guess it's not much, but I don't know. What? Just carry a camera.
That,
it's better
I carry
than a
around a camera and two lenses.
Right. So instead,
so
you'll
just
carry
attach
your phone.
This to your phone. It's either brilliant or stupid. It's one or the other. I grant that.
It does seem on the line.
It's on the stupid line.
It is
remember,
on the line.
Remember Eric Schmidt's creepy line? This is the stupid line.
This is the stupid line.
It could be one side is genius, the other side it's ridiculous. You know, it'll be pineapple pizza. Remember that? Remember that pineapple pizza?
I decided to carry an actual camera with me. And a phone.
Well, I do too, but that's just, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
And, and you just click it on, and their phone is the camera.
Right.
Gina,
so,
what do you think?
So, Leo, I really struggle with this. I've got a DSLR with a big old lens. I don't know much about photography, but I do have a nice lens. And when I want to take pictures of the baby, like nice pictures of the baby, like her, you know, her monthly, I do a picture. We do a portrait every month.
Oh,
I break out the
big
old heavy DSLR, but I never take that outside of the house. I don't have it in. It's too big. It's too heavy. It's too big. And I've got a camera in my pocket, right? So there's part of me that's like, I might want to try this. I'd be interested to see what kind of pictures this makes. But it's still a big, chunky. I mean, if I'm going to carry this thing, then I might as well just carry the whole camera.
Well, and there's a couple of things I'd bring up. First of all, you're still using the crappy camera phone sensor.
Right.
You haven't upgraded the sensor. I guess it's no.
What do you mean? No, the sensor's in that thing.
You're right. It has its own sensor.
Oh, yeah. This is not an add-on.
So the whole thing is a camera. What do you need the phone for?
Camera.
Oh, interesting. So it stores the photos onto the phone.
Yeah, it has its own slot for SD. It has an Exmor sensor.
Phone screen as the viewfinder.
And what phone do you have to use? It's a special
phone. Any Android or iOS.
Really? Oh, it's wireless.
You just hook it on.
It's wireless.
And it uses,
NFC. It actually uses Wi-Fi or NFC.
Yes.
So, and does the file stay on that lens thing, or does it go onto the phone?
Yeah, it stays in the lens.
It obviously goes right over.
I didn't. Okay, so I admit, I looked at this and went, I thought it was just a clip on that you put over your camera.
No.
It's a camera all by itself. You don't really need the phone. You can just go like this.
You don't have to use the phone. You can do that, yes.
Oh, okay. That does change things a little.
Yeah, it's just a funny form factor for
again. The file stays on that lens thing.
Yeah, it
so
has
you
an
have
SD
to,
card
you
slot.
Have to, okay.
Well,
so
I think
you do have to
you could
well,
the Wi-Fi, Gina. You can move it over to your phone, or maybe it also goes in your phone right away. It needs to have the storage on the lens thing because if the phone doesn't have sufficient storage,
you know what? I could see buying this.
Ah.
So the $250 QX10 has an 18 megapixel sensor, an Exmor sensor in it. Not the best lens. It's an f3.3 to 5.9. They don't say what the length of the lens is, which is odd. It's a zoom lens. I guess it has 10x zoom.
It's a 10x optical zoom, not physical.
Mm. Right. Oh, really? Oh, that's. It looks like it's physical. Really, it's optical? Okay, that sucks.
I think so, both. I think so.
That sucks.
The lens on the other one is much better. It's 300. It's a Zeiss lens. It says there.
It's $500. QX100. It has a 20.2 megapixel Exmor sensor. And f1.8, which is nice, to f4.9.
Leo, what are you going to travel with in terms of cameras?
A ridiculous amount.
Okay.
My 5D, of course, my Mark II. That's the good camera with all the lenses. Okay, that's about 150 pounds. And then I'll also bring the small. I bought a smaller camera about 6 months ago and was trying it and working out with it, the Olympus OMD. It's a nice compact Micro Four Thirds camera. I have a few lenses for that. Lisa and I have matching cameras, so we can share one set of lenses on that.
That's good.
Oh, and then I'm going to bring a little, I bought, Olympus makes a little waterproof, shockproof point and shoot. And I'll have that for, you know, sand and surf and sun.
Wow. And two phones.
And
are you
two phones. Two phones.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'll bring a MacBook Air.
I sort of want to come
I'll take a picture.
You in Italy for a day because I would just like to know what a day trip on vacation with Leo is like.
I leave it all in the hotel. I bring just the stuff I need. You know, I booked, there's a website called toursbylocals.com that you can meet somebody and get a tour from them. And the woman we booked a tour in Venice is a wedding photographer, professional photographer in Venice. She's Finnish, but she speaks Italian and English. She's lived in Venice for 20 years. And she's going to take us around for 4 hours on a photo walk.
Of course, you being you, you could have done that with a chat room probably.
You know, I didn't even think of it. I should probably. Anybody who lives in Venice, come say hi. We'll be at the Hotel Luna Baglioni. And so that'll be for 3 days. Oh, nobody comes to see me. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. But I did want to have... So each camera has a purpose. And I am going to use my camera phone probably more than any of them.
Right, because yeah, it'll be...
Because it's in my pocket. It's always here.
Right. You'll be out to dinner or whatever.
Right, I'll go.
That is one issue with the Moto X. I've seen of the pictures, they're not... It's greenish.
Not terrible. Right. Mediocre, though.
Yeah, it's mediocre.
If there's good light, it's not bad. There has to be a lot of light. It also does a lot of lens flaring, so you have to really protect it against the bright
light. Gina, you didn't like the little clip thing that I bought it on Kickstarter. I bought two of them. The thing you mentioned on All About Android last night.
What are they, blinders?
You know, you put it in the audio jack.
In the stereo.
I bought it, and then it becomes another button, so you could use that as an instant button to take a picture.
So you programmed it to be a shutter. So you just pick up the phone
I think I will.
Click that button. Yeah.
The Moto X, you don't do that because the Moto X
is different.
You tap the screen and you can set it to tap to focus and shoot or to just shoot and use the built-in focus. I think the camera's adequate. I know it's not as good as the Galaxy S4 or the HTC One. Both of those are better. But it's adequate. And remember, it's just a camera phone, right?
Yeah,
that's why I didn't want these. I thought, I'm not going to use my camera phone to take them. But that's different. These are cameras.
These are cameras.
It's kind of an interesting product.
It is
really interesting. If you start to think about how you can use the phone as a computer and display to other devices and things.
Ultimately, that's why the 1020 and these other phones with really good cameras are very interesting because you have this powerful computational platform behind a camera, and then behind that you have internet access, and you combine those together. That's a pretty cool thing.
Well, are you talking about the new Samsung with the Android?
Well, there's a number. No. I mean, I was talking about the Lumion 1020, the Windows phone.
Oh, I
which is a 41 megapixel. That's a camera phone.
Samsung.
I know they make a hybrid weird camera.
Well, no, they got a new one. They just announced.
Okay,
which is $1,700 with lens.
Oy, oy, oy.
And so it uses all the Samsung lenses and all the stuff, and it's very high quality, but it's full Android in the back. 422. And so you get all the benefits of that. Leo looks like he's eating a 4.4.
I'm eating Android 4.4.
He's eating Android 4.4.
What a world we live in. There's too many gadgets, too little time.
Amen, brother. Yeah, amen.
Yep, yep.
You know, I find it odd. I find it interesting that here we are on the show. We go off on all kinds of things. Not even a file. I put it in the rundown. It was just a question mark.
Oh, Nokia? Steve Ballmer.
Microsoft?
Yeah. Ballmer, Nokia, Microsoft. Wait, who cares? No, I was actually, that was the next story. I was going to bring that up.
Oh, okay.
It looks pretty clear at this point. Reading between the lines, that Nokia was either their contract with Microsoft to do Windows phones runs out next year. They were either going to move to Android, which would have been the smart thing to do, or literally go out of business. It's that bad. So it seems likely that this was that was point one, was we got to, this is the only company making decent Windows phones. We got to keep them making Windows phones. Point two is they have a CEO who's a former Microsoftie who is easily the front runner anyway. And I think the people at Microsoft, the board, probably thought this is kind of like Apple acquiring Next and getting a CEO to boot. And then the third point, which really convinced me, I think Bloomberg noted this, is that this is overseas money. So Microsoft, like many companies, Google especially, has a lot of cash outside the U.S. If they bring it back to the U.S., they pay U.S. taxes on it. So it's money that's sitting overseas they cannot bring back. They can't use it for right. shareholder buyouts. They can't use it for dividends. They have to. It's just sitting out there. So they had, you know, they got a couple of $7 billion, $8 billion just lying around. They can't really do much with it. They can't bring it. They can't repatriate it. I'm sorry, somebody's walking on the roof. If somebody suddenly appears in the show in a puff of dust. So this that you put those three together, is this makes a lot of sense. I don't think it's I don't think it's going to save Windows Phone.
Motorola?
Huh?
What did Google pay for Motorola? Do you remember?
A lot more. 12?
12? 12, 13? Yeah.
Yeah. 12 and a half, I think. Now, this was a good deal because only $5 billion, something like that, was for Nokia. $2.5 billion for the patents. So this wasn't even right. a very expensive acquisition.
But even so, the point, look at it's a headache. You know,
it's not going to save Windows Phone. I mean, that's the real point of all this, is it's not going to save Windows Phone. Nothing can save Windows Phone.
It does feel like the two people who sort of wound up without a date to their prom just decided to go together, right? Because, like, who else? you know, and, like, I have warm and fuzzy feelings about both companies, right? Like the first smartphone I had was a Nokia candy bar. I
Nokia.
I was geotagging photos and uploading to Flickr. It was my first experience with that type of thing. Yeah. So Nokia makes great phones, or did, you know, at a time, right? And I grew up, honestly, using Windows. I want them. And I genuinely, like, sincerely want there to be another great leading operating system. You know, the two choices to me, from my perspective, seem like iOS and Android. I would love for there to be a third, and it's not quite there yet. But
this was my first really good camera phones, the Nokia N93.
Yeah,
and that was expensive.
And it was like you turn it this way, and it was really a camcorder.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. That is
talking
fancy.
About the stupid line.
Well, I was really happy to get this. And this was back, 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
It was before the iPhone. And look, it even had a mirror on this side so that you could do selfie videos.
Wow, that's ahead of its time right there. Yeah.
Oh, no, people have been taking selfies for as long as there have been cameras.
That's true.
Nothing innovative about the selfie.
We just see a lot more of them
You
now.
Just see a lot more of them. So, yeah, I have a lot.
Would BlackBerry have been, just to play with it, BlackBerry has huge business audience. If you could fix BlackBerry, no.
Oh, no, because here's the point. Samsung makes Windows Phone, but they do it by rebaking half-year-old Android devices. HTC, same thing. Nobody's making a good Windows Phone except Nokia. Nokia's making great Windows phones. Phones so good.
They had no choice.
Well, yeah. I mean, phones so good that they make me actually consider buying a Windows phone, which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
So I think this was a smart move in the sense that if you're devoted to the platform, it's you know, it had Nokia abandoned Windows Phone, the platform's dead.
Yeah.
Right.
My co-founder Anil floated an interesting idea, which is that Microsoft, with this acquisition, Microsoft now has rights to Google Motorola's patents at Nokia's license rates, which protects them to some degree. He was like, you know, if I was Ballmer, that's how I'd pitch it to the board.
I bet you there is definitely patent stuff in there. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more, you know, it's much like the Google Rolla deal, I think.
Yep.
Although, you know, Google got a company See, one of the things Google is doing, I think, quite well is building a firewall between Motorola and Google to reassure OEMs. At this point, anybody who makes Windows Phone that's not Nokia is going, yes, see ya. And in fact, it's probably the case that anybody who makes a Surface, or rather a Windows RT device that's not Nokia is going, thank God, we can get out of that business. So it's
Do you think it's a change of conditions that'll break contracts?
It's a risky move. Yeah, of course. It's a risky move, I think. But Microsoft's in deep doo-doo. I don't think anybody thinks otherwise. Are. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's probably the biggest tech story of the
year.
Yeah,
it is, but it doesn't
well, Android is so dominant at this point that we don't even have to pay attention to those stories.
Yeah.
Any other Google exciting Google news you want to talk about? Hugo Barra. Well, we didn't mention Hugo Barra.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big deal.
So, okay, now I watched you talk about this and all about Android, and you guys were really generous and kind.
I have a feeling you think that about a lot of our of the Android.
I thought you took the high road, and I was very impressed because I would have brought up the whole girlfriend Gawker story there. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think people in offices have all sorts of relationships all the time, and I don't think it had anything. I don't think it had anything to do with it.
No, you're right. And you and Jason and everybody said, Ron said, is this is what happens when a company's successful. The people who have built the success move on. Hugo Barra, a big part of the success of Android. He was the face of Nexus.
You think this is like a jilted lover thing?
Okay, this is soap opera Leo, okay? No evidence for this. So I'll tell you the story. As I see it. And I have to say, this comes from my upbringing because my mom would look at somebody. She'd look at, mostly we'd be like in the kitchen. She'd look out the window in the neighborhood. She said, let me tell you about that guy. And would spin an entire story about the family.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like Mrs. Kravitz. Oh, my God. He's a drunk. He's in there. He's in his underwear. It's 4 p.m. He's watching TV. He beats his wife. All this from like one glimpse. So anyway. I'm channeling my mom now. Larry Page is married to the very talented, how do you pronounce her last name? Ann Wojcicki.
Wojcicki,
whatever. Has been for some time. They're a cute couple, engineer couple. She's a CEO at 23andMe. He supports her efforts. They have a charitable foundation together. She has a lot of Google stock, non-voting. Sergey Brin. Sergey was quick to point out on Twitter or somewhere, don't worry, she's not voting the stock. So they suddenly they're separated. We just find this out, but apparently it's gone on for a while. Then we shortly after that find out, oh, Sergey has a new girlfriend. He's going out with somebody else at Google. Oh, it's Hugo Barra's ex-girlfriend. So this, okay, I'm telling you, complete fabrication. Those are facts. Complete fabrication now. But I just could see this scene. If I were writing for The Sopranos, I'd write this whole thing out. Hugo storms in. He says, are you sleeping with my girlfriend? What happened? Sergey says, you got me. Boom, bam, zoom. I am out of here. I'm going to China. I don't know. That's what I see. Sergey Brin's at home and is in underwear. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He's watching TV. He's a little bit tipsy. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that happens a lot with Sergey. I mean, so Sergey and...
It's nobody's business, but it's stupid. The only reason there's any news at all there is, of course, the amount of jointly held Google stock by Ann and Sergey.
Yeah, I mean, Sergey being separated and dating someone at Google actually is news, right? For that reason, right? Because
material
there's
in terms of the
finances. There's a prenup, and you know, I think that that's all protected. I don't know. Listen, it's hard for me to believe they work in completely different departments.
Yeah, but he's stooping his girlfriend, and he says, "That's it. Screw you. I'm going to China."
Yeah, but
he might as well have bought a boat on a ticket on a boat.
But there's also his wife's sister is also like VP of development. I mean,
I know it's a mess.
It's all kind of a mess.
It's a mess. Yeah, Ann Wojcicki's sister runs Susan. Advertising, and did you know why?
Because she gave him the garage.
She
leased
them the garage when they first started, Larry and Sergey, and now somehow she's running Google advertising. So that was a good deal on her part. And her sister was married to Sergey. So obviously they met.
They're a brilliant family. Their mother is a journalism teacher at Palo Alto High.
Okay, see, I'm feeling guilty now. I'm feeling very guilty. Okay. Mrs. Wojcicki, I'm sorry I said anything. I'm sure this all happened in non-sequential order. It's a small company. It's easy. People fall in love just because it was Hugo's girlfriend.
Even among geeks, life happens.
I feel
like life happens even among geeks. It's hard for me to believe that Barra is. I mean, he strikes me as someone who has gotten so far. And who is so ambitious and is so smart and is committed enough to Android that he wants to be. I mean, China's an interesting, it's a really fascinating market.
Maybe Xiaomi offered him, hey, we'll write you a check for $10 million. But you got to think that Hugo's got a lot of money and a lot of Google stock.
Yeah, you imagine,
right?
He already has a lot of money, yeah.
So
yep.
Maybe the opportunity to be VP at a Chinese phone company, it's not compelling to me.
But it is kind of cool to see a Google insider take over a manufacturer in a new market. I mean, because now you have someone who's played both sides.
Oh, it's good for Google. That's how they're that's how they spin it.
Yeah, that's how they spun it. Like, hey, we're so glad that he's staying within the Android ecosystem.
Is there a soap opera going on about Android? Andy Rubin leaves. JBQ leaves.
That's a more relevant question.
Hugo Barra leaves.
There seems to be a little bit of upheaval going on. A lot of upheaval, comes in. Upheaval, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't know who's sleeping with whom. I don't know.
Changing the world,
Kit Kat bars or Kit sleeping Kat with bars, yogurt.
It's totally low of me to even mention this. It's very sleazy and gawkery.
We expect nothing
better. I'm just being honest. I understand that this is totally fabricated. But
I love that the gawkery is the synonym for sleazy.
It's so gawkery.
It is.
It's so gawkery, and I'm,
and Gawker did it. Part of this, you have to feel for her as well. She's obviously a smart and talented person, otherwise you wouldn't be at Google. And now this is and it's a woman in technology, and
it's
that part of
it. It's always ugly. And I've been on the other side of these stories, and it's sad, and I shouldn't even bring it up. But, we're humans. There's a part of us that kind of likes, wants to know, what's the gossip? Mm-hmm. What really happened?
It's true.
So ABC had, to my mind, the winning headline. Men apparently do make passes at girls who wear
makeup. Is that Rupert Murdoch?
Wow. And Rosenberg, Amanda Rosenberg, was the person who came up with the OK Glass phrase to activate glass.
Oh, really?
She works on glass. Yeah. Yeah.
So your spin on last night on All About Android was, and I think this is actually much more reasonable than what I said, this is just success. Anytime something's successful, people get opportunities. Oh, you did OK Glass? Can I throw millions of dollars at you to come to my company?
Oh, no, no. This is not Hugo. This was his ex-girlfriend, who's the one who came up with the OK Glass.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so she and Sergey both work in Google X, right? Which is the lab that does the loons and glass.
You're doing things. You're doing moonshots. It's late at night. You've done a couple of moonshots. It's a little romantic. The music's playing. Elon Musk is calling you. You gotta get a little like Lucy.
You're coming up with catchphrases of the future. Yeah. I mean, come on. This is actually, it's kind of sad because there are kids involved, and these things are hard.
No, it's always it's horrible, and it's not worthy of anything that I should even mention, and I'm deeply ashamed of myself for bringing it up.
I just hope that Google can find someone who is a sort of personable and does good demos the way that
who
that
does
Hugo
the best?
Did.
It's who does the best? Vic's pretty good.
Vic's pretty good. Yeah.
Sundar, not so good. He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Never did demos. Hugo was the face because he wore those black T-shirts and he had the nice biceps.
Yeah, he had the arms.
And he had the arms.
Yeah, the arm with the Nexus 7.
He was handsome and romantic, and I think that it worked pretty well. Yeah,
he was only slightly foreign.
He had a slight foreign accent.
That slight foreign thing,
Yeah,
right.
He was just a little bit
of exotic. But you can still understand him. It works for Americans, yeah.
All right, let's check the straw poll.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
Chat room.
I feel terrible. I shouldn't have brought that up, and I apologize for bringing it up.
No, don't worry about it.
That kind of imagination, and I blame my mom.
Pat mentioned it, and I thought, maybe we should have, and then I was like, no.
No, you were right not to. I was watching All About Android, just wondering if you would, and you did. You guys took the high road. I'm very proud of you. So I decided to drag us through the dirt. Somebody's got to do it. Our straw poll continues. The vote is on strawpoll.me/390329. By the end of the show, we will decide if Jeff Jarvis is going to open
Larry the Lobster.
He's going to kill Larry the Lobster and open his Moto X. And I got to tell you, it's only getting stronger. 59% yes right now. That yellow wedge is growing. It's going to look like a Pac-Man any minute now. unboxing.
This is the horribly boring geeky version of a Howard Stern show. Lisa G would kiss Ronnie the limo driver if a certain number of votes came in.
And what did Howard have to say about the Google thing? He didn't talk about it at all.
He's off. He's doing his NBC show.
He couldn't care less.
He couldn't care less.
No. Google Glass will have an app store coming next year. So it sounds like Glass is moving more towards product. Like it'll be an actual product we could buy maybe next year, right?
I spent the last week at the U.S. Open. I was going to take it, and I thought, why?
I saw your great Auto Awesomes, including the Victory Shuffle or whatever it was. But that wasn't with Glass. That was just with your phone.
No, because you only get far away. You can't zoom. Right. So you'd have this. It wouldn't give you anything.
Right.
So it's not a very good camera. You know, up close it's okay. You know, I'm gonna go to the U.S. Open app to find the stats or the scores or that kind of stuff.
Here's Andy Murray.
Too much effort.
Running
it's hard
across.
To see, but he has a great winning grimace at the end.
Are you on the court? You had great seats.
We had great seats. Well, here's the trick. It's going to seem obnoxious. If you buy seats for this is not Ash. This is Armstrong. So this is the junior stadium. And if you buy seats, you can then sell them through Ticketmaster. So my wife was doing great. She sold most of the seats back. We earned money. So there's Andrew Murray serving.
Yeah.
Now people are yelling at me for using
those were camera
awesome.
Phone. Those were not Glass photos, Jeff, right?
No, those were neither. That was my Nikon One.
And you uploaded it.
And I uploaded it, and then Auto Awesome did this. And here, the point of that post that I went when Janine Gibson, who's the editor of Guardian US, and one of my colleagues here at CUNY, John Smock, each talked about using dancing GIFs for news. I screamed at them.
I know. Don't do that.
Oh my God! No. How could you do that? And then I had to admit I'm wrong. That you know, why not have like a Harry Potter newspaper, The Prophet, have the photo that moves? Because you can see the reveal of Andy Murray coming up as he's going, yes! You know, and that reveals something in the motion. And, okay, why not use a video player? Because you got to launch the player.
Right.
You
no, it's not so bad. Right?
It's a light version. Just the idea that a photo can move, why not? What makes it holy that it shouldn't move? People are yelling at me. Something like, I'm going to unfollow you because you think you're moving. Fine. Goodbye. I got 2.5 million followers on Google Plus. Goodbye.
But is there an argument that a moving GIF would draw the eye away from the text of the story, like in a news story?
Well,
it would be distracting, visually distracting.
It's just irritating.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't do it in print, so it mustn't be right.
Right. Yeah, yes.
Would the New York Times have done that? No.
So you were going to the U.S. Open. You decided not to bring glass because you felt like you wouldn't get value out of glass. You're not going to get great pictures. You're already kind of in the crowd.
Things.
You know you're not going to get the updated scores. Yeah.
No, right. So what was I going to get out of it? And the worst part of it, Gina, this is a moment you will have come soon. It would have humiliated my daughter.
Like in 3 minutes, she's going to have that one.
Oh, my wife too.
They start right. They start in kindergarten being humiliated.
Yeah.
But I can imagine a future where Glass knows you're at the Open, and installs the app or you can say, hey,
absolutely,
if I'm at a ball game or whatever, hey, just play me the radio broadcast into my bone conducting. You know, like when it's smarter, and it's a more consumer. What?
No. I went to a
Padres game
nerds.
And I thought, I should have brought the radio.
Yeah.
Because I like to listen, while you watch the game.
Well, yeah, at the Open, American Express gives away, if you have a card, these little radios. So you get American Express radio and you just listen to it the whole time. So you hear McEnroe calling the game you're watching, which is great. They also, very interestingly, they also gave out Time Warner Cable this time for free, lent fan visions.
What's the fan
vision?
You watch the other courts.
Oh.
The TV you carry it around, put it on your neck. And you had like seven views around the tennis stadiums. Three out of Ash, one out of Armstrong, one out of the grandstand, one out of 17, where you can watch these various things.
There's
cool.
A lot of money
amusing you,
in tennis.
Yeah. Well, and I don't go to baseball games very often, but I happen to know this Padres game. They don't show you replays.
No.
In the stadium.
No, because they're afraid you'll throw batteries at them.
Right. I was like, what? I was asking why. She was like, oh, they don't want any people to riot. Yeah. I was like, what?
What? You don't go to many games, apparently.
I don't
go
to very many games. No, but it was so frustrating because there was a call that seemed clearly bad and you wanted to see it. But anyway, that's something I would love to have had on glass. Leo, if I were you and I was taking the trip that you are, which I
you'd wear glass?
Deeply wish that I was, by the way. And I feel like I love my daughter, but I feel like I'm not going to be able to
think of taking Etta. No, in 10 years you'll be able to take Etta, and it will be an amazing thing.
Yeah. She's maybe out of diapers. But yeah, I would bring glass. I would bring glass because I do think that it offers, particularly being sort of out and about and seeing places or being able to look up things in those situations.
It is, but, in a way, it's funny. It's so much more intrusive to pull out a camera and take a picture than it is just to go, you know, okay, glass, and do that. So, yeah, I kind of understand what you're saying. This is something you can do with the Moto X that you might be interested in, just to help you, Jeff. They have one of the things that's in it is a slow motion video capability. Did you know that? So you can take, with the camera, you can take slow. It doesn't do audio. I wish it did, because you go.
You can slow me down to a normal speed.
No. See, wouldn't that be fun? You can just add the sound effects yourself, actually.
You know, I've had people tell me that they normally listen to Twit podcasts with a speed up, except this one, because I talk too fast.
Yeah. There's a few people. Tim Stevens, from a former Engadget editor, now at CNET, talks really, 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 really fast. And if you sped it up, you'd be like, you're listening to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
He also must be from the East Coast.
It's Eastern. It is.
It is.
It's New Yorker.
Very much. Yeah. I get people all the time asking me to slow down.
All right, we got to get rid of Gina. No, we have to let Gina go. That's it. That's the phrase. In just a few minutes. So let us get our tip and our number and our tool of the week, and then we'll check the votes and see what Jeff's going to do with his Moto X. Starting with you, Gina Trapani, and your tool of the week.
Actually, tip quick thing, Ken for Chicago in the chat room mentioned that today is the 15th anniversary of Google, and looking at Wikipedia... Indeed, Google was founded on September 4th, 1998.
Oh, and no doodle or anything. They should.
Wow, no doodle.
Nothing.
Wow, that's a really, can you believe that Google is only 15 years old? Is that crazy? It's only a teenager. I mean, it's of course that's ancient in internet company.
It is actually. It's surprisingly old to me. I remember the days before there was a Google. Alta Vista. I remember going to dinner with Larry and Sergey. I mean, they would invite press to go to dinner and ask him questions and talk and stuff.
Wow.
That's access right there. All right. Well, so I had to bring that up. Happy birthday.
Happy
Google.
Birthday. Well, no, that's a huge deal. 15 years old.
If you go to the rundown, I'm not going to use it as a number now. If you go to the rundown, there are 15 things to know about Google in the rundown, some of which are obvious, some of which aren't.
Oh,
Jeff, sorry. I spoofed
was that your number.
That's okay. Gina, you know what the number is going to be now. It's whatever comes up on the poll.
We're making numbers even as we speak.
I didn't know that the first Google Doodle was a Burning Man symbol.
Huh.
Ah.
Let's go look.
Google has acquired an average of one company every week since 2010.
This is from the Guardian, of course. Yes. Jeff's favorite newspaper now.
It is indeed. Full disclosure, I work for them.
I wish I could get it on my doorstep. Google was originally called Backrub. I don't remember
that. Whoa.
Google has acquired an average of one company every week since 2010.
Jeez.
They were burners. Yeah. Larry and Sergey were burners.
They're still burners, aren't they? Don't they still go?
Do they go? They probably go in a jet.
Yeah, probably.
Corporate jet.
Parachute in.
Yeah. 1,000 Google employees became millionaires when the company went public in 2004. One of them was the masseuse, Bonnie Brown, who worked giving back rubs for the company in 1999 for $450 a week plus stock.
Back rubs is a theme here.
Yeah, maybe that's why they called it back rubs. When Facebook went public, the guy who painted a mural on Facebook's wall became a millionaire because they couldn't pay him. They gave him stock. Google hires goats. They have 200 goats a week to eat the grass. That's a typical thing in California, actually. Google's first official tweet was the words, "I'm feeling lucky" in binary.
Oh, those nerds.
That's geeky.
Nerds.
And they probably didn't even use a calculator. They just knew it.
Probably. They were late to the Twitter game. That was 09.
09, wow.
Yeah, 2009.
Their first, let's see this here. I got to see this. There's a link to it. It's from a Googler at Google. I'm following that Googler. I didn't know that. Look at that.
The ex-Googler. The ex-Googler.
Ex-Googler. If you're a Noogler when you first start, and a former employee like Hugo Barra is an ex-Googler. Zoogler. And Larry and Sergey own just 16% of the company, but that's worth, here's a good number, $46 billion.
Yo! Man, it's a good number.
Do you have a tool, too?
Yeah, quick tip, actually, this week. Play Store update on Android, this is actually an Android tip. So when you get updates to your apps and you tap that update all button, yeah, it used to be that all your apps got updated, even the ones that you said don't update automatically. But that has changed. If you mark an app as manual update only and you tap update all, now the Play Store will prompt you and say, hey, you marked this app for manual update. Do you want to or not? Which is a nice, nice little bit of, little bit of choice.
Jeff Jarvis's number. Let's take a look at your number, Jeff. We have 801 total votes. 73 people said just get an LTE Nexus 7. 87 people said you should not open the Moto X and use it right now. 167 people said no, 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 no.
I love how that now advanced over the simple no.
But the winner is with a total of 474 votes, 59% said yes. So, Jeff, I think.
There we go.
He's got to open it.
That's
hard to open, by the way.
$674 going down the old.
Oh, no, you can return it. I'm amazed that they're letting you return a customized one. I guess you could peel the back off.
Yeah.
So here it is. Blue. Ooh,
nice.
Nice slate blue.
Black front.
Very pretty.
Nice.
Very pretty.
Nice.
And I won't text while I'm driving.
Yeah, don't even turn it on because you have to call AT&T before you turn it on. I'll just warn you.
You do?
Yeah. Well, they want you to. It says there's a little thing in there. It says, don't turn it on. Oh, I'll give you a tip. Okay. I'll tell you how to. You got it off contract, right? Or no?
Yes, off contract.
So you don't have a magic number. So what you do is you call AT&T and you say, I want to make a hardware swap. I found out this after 3 hours on hold. I called Motorola. They didn't know what to do. Blah, 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 blah. So finally I called AT&T. They said, oh, yeah, that's a hard. Motorola said, call AT&T. Tell me you want to make a hardware swap. And you have to have the numbers. The SIM number is an ICC ID, and the IMEI is the hardware number. You need both those numbers, and they'll take your old phone offline and replace your Nexus 4 and replace it with this. And you know what? If you don't like it, Jeff, your money back. We will send you a check for that phone. Seriously.
No.
Seriously.
Oh, boy. Wow.
No, we'll buy it from you, Jeff. I don't want you to. You were pressured into this by the straw poll.
Chat room.
So I feel bad since you don't have a Bluetooth car.
I volunteered.
I feel so bad.
I just need an excuse. But honey, Leo made me do it. You said you were going to return that phone. But Leo said.
No, I'll pay. I'll buy it from you, Jeff. Really, seriously.
No.
It's for your job. That's what I say. Also, we have to talk about the zen of being happy with the phone you have. And not the phone that you want. Not tortured by the phone that you want.
That's true.
That is something that.
Now, Jeff, did you get the Motorola Skip?
Yeah, they sent that with it too. Yeah.
This is kind of cool. You know, they're way overpriced. This is $20 for a magnet and an RF chip. That's crazy. An NFC chip. But so the idea of this is it clips onto something like your lapel or your visor in your car. And then you can lock your phone. So my tip actually is that you probably know that you can encrypt the contents of your phone, but it's a pain in the butt when you do it because you can't just use one of those patterns. You have to have a long number or password, which is a pain to enter. Well, now thanks to the Skip and the Bluetooth authentication, which also will unlock it if you want. My phone's unlocked right now. In fact, I'm trying to lock it and I can't. Because it's attached to the Bluetooth on my computer. But that means you can say, okay, Google Now, and all that stuff continues to work, right? So this is a nice feature, and I like the skip. It's crazy expensive. So I'm going to look into if there's some way to get a regular cheap NFC chip and use it or something like that.
Oh, good idea.
Because they do sell little, they're going to sell little dots, and but $20 for this is nuts.
Did it also come with those? I saw some reference on the package. It came with those things, the little dot things you can put on a desk or something.
It does not come with them.
What doesn't come
unless
with
I them? Threw them out by accident.
it
comes with one skip. Stickers? They say they're going to make them. Maybe it did. And I just didn't see it. I saved my packaging, so I'll look through it. But yeah, that would be cool. You put that on the desk. You put that on the car visor. And then you just tap it on there, and it's unlocked. And you do want to keep this phone. I think it's important to use encryption on your phone. So I'm glad I could. I did turn it on. It takes a while to encrypt it. But it was I never used it before because I had to enter all that stuff. Now it's not a big deal. So I think that's good.
Now you can fly through London.
Yeah. This is, but come on, Motorola, really?
$20.
$20, really? That's worse than the $30 for a bumper case on an iPhone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we know the profit margin of the price of this thing is $674. Throw it in.
Yeah.
Throw it in. It's true.
Yo, no kidding. That's a good point. These only cost $221 to make.
Exactly. I mean, if you really want to differentiate the product, that's thinking like Motorola, not like Google.
Hey, Gina Trapani's got to go, but that's okay because we're done. Thank you so much, Gina. She is at smarterware.org. That's where she blogs. ThinkUp.com. Mother of Etta. Go be with your baby.
I'm going to go pick her up.
Go pick her up.
Take care, you guys.
Thank you,
Gina. So
thank you, Jeff Jarvis. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff is a professor of journalism at the City University of New York and my expert on all things journalistic. BuzzMachine.com. We do this show every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time on twit.tv. Watch live. And if not, get to on-demand audio and video after the fact. twit.tv/twig. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on This Week in Google.